Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to episode 4.5 of How Did This Get Made? It is another mini episode. I am Paul Scheer, and twice a month I am joined by my two friends, Jason Mantzoukas and June Diane Raphael, and we try to make sense of the movies that make no sense by seeing the movies that you never would want to see. Now, I know what you're thinking. What is the next movie? Oh, you better be doing Martin Lawrence's Big Mamas like Father Like Son. And no, unfortunately, we could not bring ourselves to see it. Life is too short. Even for us. However, I do hear the Big Mama's House is kind of like the King's Speech of fat suits and fart jokes. Now, you're probably thinking, well, if you're not doing that, you must be doing Liam Neeson's Unknown, otherwise known as Taken 2, Forgotten. No, we can't do that. We can't make fun of Liam Neeson, because if we do, he'll just come to our house and just kick the shit out of us. So what else is left? I Am Number 4? That's the movie for people who couldn't get into the Justin Bieber concert movie? Nope, we're not doing that either. We're doing something that I think combines the best elements of all three. It's got the yelling of Big Mamas. It's got the ass-kicking of Unknown. And it's got the what-the-fuck plot of I Am Number 4. I am, of course, talking about Nick Cage's latest film, Drive Angry, shot in 3D. The title says shot in 3D. Yes, we are only on episode 5, and we've already done two Nick Cage movies that are currently out in the theater. How great is that? All right. Now, if you don't know what Drive Angry is, take a listen.
He broke out of hell to make things right. Now, he's got one last shot at redemption.
That cult killed my daughter and took her baby. I am going to get her back.
But the devil's right-hand man wants to bring him back.
I'm looking for someone. 6'1", angry with attitude.
Oh, man, I'm getting a cager, which is a Nick Cage boner every time I see this trailer. I mean, this is nuts. Let me get this straight. A cult captures Nick Cage's daughter. Nick Cage escapes from hell so he can kill the cult leaders. And then the devil's right-hand man comes to chase him down in 3D? Oh, my God. If you could own stock in a movie, I would put all my money on this. This is amazing. The movie comes out in theaters this Friday, and normally I read complaints like, oh, why would I pay $12 to go see this shitty movie? Well, the argument doesn't hold up here, because this is going to probably be the best movie, the most confounding experience of your life. You must spend $12 for it. If you need another reason to see Nick Cage in 3D, let me have him explain to you why he's good in 3D.
Now, shooting in 3D, does that change anything as far as an acting, you know, standpoint?
Well, that's what I was interested in. I mean, I didn't know what I could do with the format. That was the draw for me. Like, how could I mess with the format in terms of my body language? And at one point, I even tried to stick my tongue out so that maybe I could get the tongue into the fourth audience, the fourth row. I don't know if that made it into the cut, but I was ready to try anything. I was so excited. I felt like a kid again. I just wanted to see what I could do with the camera.
What? What? His tongue! Nick Cage sticking his tongue out in 3D. Oh, holy shit, this is going to be great. Now, on every episode of the show, we ask you to email us at howdidthisgetmade@earwolf.com and participate in a game. Now, it seems like Nick Cage is just putting together the most random premises for his films. So we thought maybe we could come up with some better ones. We're going to do a little Mad Lib action. So here it is. The Mad Lib is this. I think it works. Nick Cage is a blank who is blanked by blanks. Now he must blank before blank in title of the movie. So it would kind of be like, this is hard. You have to probably listen back to this to get this right. But you could send us anything at all, but it should be like, Nick Cage is a gardener who is kidnapped by plants, and now he must defeat the flora before time runs out in photosynthesis. I even said it wrong, but it sounds pretty good. Nick Cage is a dentist whose assistant is God. Now he must teach his assistant how to love before she goes back to heaven in God's Blind Date. So just something like that. Give us a couple of weirdo Nick Cage things. We'll make them up. We'll read the best ones on air. And go out and see this movie. We'll see you next week on How Did This Get Made?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.
EarwolfRadio.com. The wolf dead.